at 11:04. This is WHYY News from Philadelphia. I'm Kenneth Burns. The Philadelphia Housing Authority plans to build 85 affordable homes in North Philly's Strawberry Mansion neighborhood. The project includes 55 rental units and 30 single-family homes for first-time buyers and working families through the city's Turn the Key program. Construction on the homes is expected to start in late fall. Work on the rental units could start in 2028. A coyote that was put down in Cheltenham last week has tested positive for rabies. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Cheltenham police received multiple reports Friday of an aggressive coyote. The animal ended up attacking a resident and their dog, prompting police to kill the coyote. Cheltenham announced today that the animal tested positive for rabies. The township is advising residents who had any contact with the coyote to seek medical help. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
A New Jersey restaurant is apologizing after a birthday cake served to a woman with a spinal injury was mistakenly decorated with the words, "Happy Wheelchair Birthday." A spokesperson for the restaurant, Blue on the Hudson, stated that the note wheelchair was meant to indicate where the dessert should be delivered, not as part of the cake's message. The restaurant released a statement that treating guests with dignity, respect, and care is essential, and staff have discussed the importance of proper communication. Summer is winding down. It could be one of the hottest on record. A coalition of homeless advocates and the unhoused say the city needs to do more to protect people on the streets from sweltering weather. Max Ray Reek is an organizer with the Philly Homeless Union and wants the city to open cooling centers all summer, not just during severe heat waves and overnight.
Overnight is so important. Like, people get really sick because their bodies can't cool off when they're trying to sleep.
City public health officials say they don't plan to open a network of overnight cooling centers because the temperature drops at night. The Office of Homeless Services says it's evaluating whether it needs to ramp up services for the homeless during heat waves. 83 degrees at 11:06.